www.thebrainfarm.com.
Take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features you'll find are completely free. That is, again, freetalklive.com. Let's go straight to the phones, to the fun. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Dave.
Guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just had a couple thoughts with regard to Ed Brown.
Yeah.
As everyone probably already knows, the guy who's holed up in Plainfield, New Hampshire, refusing to pay the income tax.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to urge all the listeners who can do it, if you can get there, don't be afraid to go to Plainfield. You may not be able to go on Ed's property or stay in his house or anything like that, but you can serve a heck of a purpose just by being in the area.
Well, now, wait a minute. Why wouldn't you be able to go on Ed's property? I mean, he's been pretty much letting everybody on, as I understood it.
Well, it depends. I mean, some people can go in deeper than others. You know, a lot of folks have been able to walk into the property. He's not letting everybody in the house.
Right, and I think that depends on who knows who. Like, if you know somebody on the inside, then that'll make it easier for you to get in. For instance, you were there when we arrived, and I think you being there helped us get on the inside, but... Yeah, I guess maybe he's getting a little bit more choosy about who he allows in.
Right, and that's a good thing. That's the kind of problem we want to have.
Sure.
Because there's more people coming in, more people coming from out of state.
I don't blame him. I mean, you don't know who the feds are. They could be sending in undercover agents.
Right, exactly. But there's a Super 8 motel, 11 miles away. That's pretty inexpensive. And it's not a big problem to just get a place to stay and then come out there, during the day at least.
Mm-hmm.
There's always stuff going on.
Wasn't he still inviting people to come stay in the heated barn as well?
Some people are and some people are not. It seems like that's not, I mean, I'm reluctant to speak for him and say, yeah, you can go stay in the barn. I don't know that everybody can stay in the barn. That may be an exaggeration.
Well, I would say you'd probably want to run it by him. And isn't his phone number available online? It's what is it? Quest for a Fair Trial at blogspot.com or something like that.
It may be, but it's ringing off the phone now.
Yeah.
Ringing off the hook now. It's not necessarily a good idea to give him a call.
Well, and I would just show up and see how he feels about you. And
if you don't get to go all the way into the house. Or if you don't get to even go on the property, you're still able to, be right out there at the entrance, and there's usually a bonfire, especially during the daytime. Some people are going to be some people have slept over there at night, I believe, outside at the entrance.
And this, again, we're talking about Ed Brown. For those of you just tuning in, he's the man who is currently right now holed up in his property at in Plainfield, New Hampshire, essentially waiting for the feds to attempt to raid his house. I mean, we're just waiting for the hat to drop at this point. When do you think it's going to happen, Dave? Any idea?
No, I'm not good at predicting things, but I will say this, as long as we can keep the momentum building and more people coming out here, by here I mean to New Hampshire, preferably to the Plainfield area. I'm actually in Nashua today, but the more people we can keep coming up there and staying up there and shifts being in the area, there's just so many things that you can do, even if you aren't sure, you can stay here or there. You'll be able to do something just
also,
get to the area.
Also, if you can get there, bring a recording device of some sort. If you've got it, video camera, still camera, audio recorder, something like that. In case the S does hit the fan, you'll be, for instance, I was the only one there on Sunday while I was there that had the capability to do any sort of recording, as I understood it. So... there's definitely a demand. You mentioned this to me. There's certainly a desire for more people with video recording equipment on the scene.
Yeah, there was one night while I was there, and I was the only one with a camera, too, and that was an unnerving feeling. It would be better to have more people with cameras, still cameras and video cameras.
Certainly, the more the merrier. Now, let's actually shift gears, Dave, because as I understand it, you have been ordered to appear in federal court yet again, and
yeah.
It was a few months ago that you actually had a hearing or a trial of some sort in federal court. I attended the trial, so I saw what happened, where the judge essentially told you that he didn't really care too much about your constitutional arguments. He was going to fine you $125 for essentially holding a sign in a public office. Oh, I guess the fine was for leaving a piece of paper on the IRS office's desk or something like that. That was what technically the fine was for, distributing handbills, so-called. And you tried to point out that you were just simply petitioning for a redress of grievances. Judge didn't care about that.
No,
he fined you for $125. And you didn't make any representation to the judge as to whether or not you would pay it. And then I guess you were sitting in court the other day, I guess about a week and a half ago at the Ed Brown trial, and one of the feds approached you and put something in your lap, right?
Sort of, yeah. Backing up just a little bit, when the judge ordered me to pay the $125 fine, I didn't say whether I would pay it or not. I just left. But subsequent to that, I sent the judge a secret note telling him I would never pay the fine unless he could show me at least some kind of vague constitutional authorization.
Right. Now, you didn't share that note with anyone else but the judge.
Exactly.
Because until now.
The way I looked at it, this was my way of giving them some maneuvering room. If they wanted to, all they had to do was nothing. They would lose no face, but I wouldn't be paying them the fine. I just want to make sure they had that opportunity, but
they're not interested in that opportunity.
they started seeing me around court again, you know, when the Ed Brown trial started. I think maybe there was some kind of edict that may have gone out. If you guys see that guy again or he makes more trouble, then you go after him, you know. Because nothing happened until I showed up at court to support Ed Brown.
It might just have been bureaucratic laziness. I mean, they might have already had essentially the orders to subpoena you, but they just hadn't gotten around to it yet, and then they just happened to see you and figured they'd take advantage.
That's possible, but definitely I'm still glad that I went out there. Because I had some good conversations with my tormentors, you know, the Homeland Security guys. Every time they interact with me, I enjoy that because it's a chance to share liberty with them and to urge them to stop doing the wrong thing and start doing the right thing.
Maybe they'll get a clue. But they've essentially ordered you back to court. Is it coming up in March, I believe?
March 13th, I believe.
And are you going?
Oh, yeah, I'll go. I mean, unless I have a wreck on the way over there or something like that.
Okay.
Are you prepared to go to jail on this one? Because I feel some jail coming for you, my man. I don't think this is going to be good.
Yes, that would be my first guess, that they would either jail me or try to garnish my wages or attack my bank account or something like that.
Oh, my goodness.
When I told the judge, you know, I will not ever pay this fine until you've shown me a constitutional authorization, then I had to mean it. You know, once I wrote that and sent the note, that's the end of the story. So I don't have any decisions to make now. It's easy.
And the constitutional authorization you're looking for is for them to prove to you via some sort of reference to the Constitution that they can fine people for trying to present the IRS with an informational brochure, essentially, or what was essentially your thoughts written down on paper.
Well, it wouldn't have to be that specific in the Constitution. If they can just find something in the Constitution that at least vaguely authorizes them to levy the fine. That's how I wrote it in the judge. If you can find something in the Constitution that vaguely authorizes, at least vaguely authorizes you to levy this fine, if they can do that, I will probably pay it. I might want to think a while about what they've told me. You know, if they just say, oh, blah, 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 I'm not going to say, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll probably have to think about it. But like I said, I'm willing to pay the fine if they can find something in the Constitution.
It sounds like you're trying to give them as much maneuvering room as possible.
Like I said, I'm not a constitutional expert. They should know there should be something in there they can point to. If they took an oath to uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, they should be the ones that know it.
They should find something.
Yeah, great point. Unfortunately, I don't feel like this is going to work out too well. I suppose you're going to be looking for people to attend this particular hearing as well.
Sure, but you know, like I said, it's 2 months away, and the whole Ed Brown thing really takes precedence. So
yeah, no doubt about it, Dave. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Nothing I can think of.
Thanks for the call, as always, sir. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Dave, another one of the individuals who has spent some time at the Ed Brown household, and one of those who showed up without a firearm, like me. Because he just wanted to show support for Ed. He wanted to be there and be another warm body around to back him up.
Yeah, show up with a camera, not a firearm.
You know what? That's what I did, and it was pretty valuable. I caught some pretty good footage while I was there. 800-259-9231, toll free, packet8.net line. I think the president's giving a speech right about now, the State of the Union address. We do this about once a year. We'll usually put him on the air and sort of let him get a few statements out and jump down his throat, do a little heckling action. That's coming up. And we would do this if it was President Clinton, by the way. This isn't a partisan thing. I just don't like presidents. By the way, it's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there on the house, and that does include updates. You get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com. And what's your Liberty issue? Is it the war on drugs? Well, register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers including Jack Cole, Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, as well as Rob Compia, the Executive Director of the Marijuana Policy Project, as well as New Hampshire residents who are working to end the war on drugs. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information. And to get registered, that's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Well, Mark, it is that time of year again. It is time for the State of the Union Address.
Mm.
And this tends to be from time to time. There's no set schedule. It's just really whenever we feel like it. I think we tend to do it on the State of the Union Address nights, but there's an occasion on Free Talk Live when we'll actually pay attention to what a politician is saying just for the purposes of laughing at him.
Well, it's usually a lot of sniping.
And yes, doing an excessive amount of sniping. Just like to preempt this by saying that if it were Bill Clinton or George Bush or Ronald Reagan, we'd be sniping them too. This isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. It happens to be that this guy is the president, and he, like any president in recent memory, is a lying scumbag politician. So there will be plenty of things for us to attack.
He talks about small government and then grows it.
Yeah, we're listening during the break, and he was talking about how he's not going to increase the size of government, which is absurd because he has increased the size of government far faster than even Bill Clinton did.
Well, he's had a lot of help, but he's presided over the largest increase.
So then, before we get into it, though, just a quick point of information. On the day of his State of the Union speech from Raw Story, President Bush's approval rating has dropped to a new low of 28%.
Yeah.
According to CBS News. So with that in mind, and by the way, since it is Free Talk Live, you're welcome to chime in here. And as always, bring up anything. Don't hesitate to interrupt the president, because we certainly won't be hesitating either.
Huge tax increases, huge deficits, or huge and immediate cuts in benefits. Everyone in this chamber knows this to be true. Yet somehow we have not found it in ourselves to act. So let us work together and do it now. With enough good sense and goodwill, you and I can fix Medicare and Medicaid and save Social Security.
It's so cliche. It's just the same cliches over and over again. We could have just tuned in there for the first 10 seconds. And what did we hear? Oh, they're going to fix we'll work together. We'll fix it. Fix Social Security. Fix Medicare. Isn't that what Bill Clinton said 8 years ago?
Didn't these politicians put this crap into place in the first place? Why is it broken? I mean, are the major companies out there, do they have a bunch of broken products? No. It's because they can't do it.
Nope. And all they do
government
is
government is inefficient.
Right. They promise and they promise and they promise. Like, all of a sudden now, after decades of promising to fix these programs, now they're going to get fixed? Who believes this crap?
It's like the guy who hits his girlfriend and then says, "Honey, I'm never going to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm never going to do it again, I promise.
I love you,
and
baby."
And then he hits her again the next week, and then it just keeps on going on, and she keeps on taking him back because she loves him.
Yep.
And Americans, people love government.
Apparently they do. Well, the people that vote for it. There are a bunch of people that don't like it, and they just don't know what else to do. Let's go back to the lies.
We must increase funds for students who struggle and make sure these children get the special help they need.
Yay for the children!
Yay.
More education funding at the federal level.
We'll make sure our children are prepared for the jobs of the future, and our country is more competitive by strengthening math and science skills. The No Child Left Behind Act has worked for America's children, and I ask Congress to reauthorize this good law.
Really? It's worked, huh? How has it worked, exactly? Are our kids smarter than they've ever been before? Are American children graduating with higher literacy rates than they ever have?
Are they moving up in the rank in the world rankings of kids?
I think the answers are no and no.
No and no.
No. Don't tell the audience that, though. They just love this. They're eating it up. Go, President Bush! Whatever you say is great. What's the percentage of the State of the Union address that's applause? Like, of the entire running time of the State of the Union address, what percentage is applause? I'd say 50%.
Yeah, about half.
For all other Americans, private health insurance is the best way to meet their needs. But many Americans cannot afford a health insurance policy.
Oh, boy.
And so tonight I propose two new initiatives to help more Americans afford their own insurance. First, I propose a standard tax deduction for health insurance that will be like the standard tax deduction for dependents. Families with health insurance will pay no income on payroll tax or payroll taxes on $15,000 of their income. Single Americans with health insurance will pay no income or payroll taxes on $7,500.
Yes, that's the solution. Expand the tax law. Make more changes to the already confusing tax law. How about this for a radical proposal? Let's just get rid of the flipping income tax. Let Americans take home 100% of their paychecks. Let's get rid of the Social Security tax and the Medicare tax. Let Americans take home 100% of their paychecks and decide what to do with it. Because I was talking with my girlfriend the other day, and she told me that if she was just able to keep the income portion, the income tax portion that gets taken out, let alone the 15% Social Security and the Medicare, she'd have an extra $300 a month to take home.
You can do a lot with that.
Yes, you could. You could certainly buy some health insurance.
This deduction would help put a basic private health insurance plan within their reach. Changing the tax code is a vital and necessary step to making health care affordable for more Americans.
Yes, because we need government to make products more affordable for Americans via law. That's absurd.
My second proposal is to help the states that are coming up with innovative ways to cover the uninsured. States that make basic private health insurance available to all their citizens should receive federal funds to help them provide this coverage to the poor and the sick.
So he's encouraging
socialism.
The communist programs that Massachusetts passed in 2006 and California is looking at passing here in 2007, both, by the way, under so-called Republican governors. They're looking at these programs, in case you've not heard of what they're doing. They are going to make it so every person in the state of Massachusetts has to, by law, have health insurance coverage. And if they don't, they'll be forced to have health insurance coverage. And what he just said there was he thinks this is such a great idea, this mandatory health insurance coverage, which in California they're going to mandate that businesses who don't provide the insurance to their employees pay into a fund 4% of their payroll. So there's all kinds of mandates going being thrown around, all kinds of government centralization of power and control. And Bush is saying, yeah, this is a great communist idea. In fact, let's encourage it by giving the states a financial incentive via the federal government's funds, via your taxpayer dollars, to implement more of these commie programs around the country. That's what he just called for. So you can expect more of that coming up here in 2007. 800-259-9231 will rejoin the lies, which are inevitable.
The lies that are now in progress.
Yes. And 1-800-259-9231 is the number for you if you've got comments or want to bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring in whatever you want. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. Live streams included, a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both awaiting you at freetalklive.com for free.
Do you enjoy building things? Woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. Woodcraftplans.com supports FTL. Please support Woodcraftplans.com. That's Woodcraftplans.com.
Yes, indeed. So it is the State of the Union address. The current president happens to be giving the same old crap. I mean, he's spewing the same old crap that every president has spewed. We tuned in last segment, and immediately he was talking about saving Medicare and saving Social Security, which is exactly what they say every single year, and nothing happens. Not that we ever expect the government to save these programs. They're government programs. They're doomed to failure. They're doomed to create unintended consequences. Let's see what the current liar has to say here as we tune back in to the State of the Union address here, 2007.
America's on the verge of technological breakthroughs that will enable us to live our lives less dependent on oil. And these technologies will help us be better stewards of the environment. And they will help us to confront the serious challenge of global climate change.
He was I was listening to it during the break a little bit. He was spending a number of, he was a bunch of time harping on the environment and all these government programs that he wants to create in order to help the market come up with alternatives to gasoline and that sort of thing. Look, the market doesn't need your help.
As a matter of fact, the market, you can't help the market. the market will come up with solutions for gasoline if the market needs solutions for gasoline, and anything that you give as a bonus only hinders other things, but probably the thing that would happen in order to...
that the market would naturally come up.
The market would naturally come up with, and you're going to mess it up because you think that it's going to be hydrogen fuel cells, or you think it's going to be solar-powered cars, or you think that it's going to be, I don't know, methane-driven fart cars. Whatever it is that you pick, it isn't necessarily what's going to happen.
Ooh, they're really excited now. 1-800-259-9231. Feel free to interrupt the president any old time.
For all of us in this room, there's no higher responsibility than to protect the people of this country from danger.
Oh, boy, here we go.
5 years have come and gone since we saw the scenes and felt the sorrow that the terrorists can cause.
Need I point out that the Supreme Court has over and over again ruled that the government has no obligation to protect you from anything?
Many critical protections to guard the homeland. We know with certainty that the horrors of that September morning were just a glimpse of what the terrorists intend for us.
Oh, this is it's just the beginning.
Yeah, they've been waiting. It's only been, 5 years, 6 years?
They're waiting for the big one now.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Remember how long it was before the first World Trade Center attack?
That's true. That's true. It was decades. So just keep waiting, America.
Like a decade.
That to win the war on terror, we must take the fight to the enemy.
The government is the enemy, in my opinion. I've got a lot more to fear from the government of the United States than I do any terrorists. Some shadowy terrorist group out there somewhere in the world.
From the start, America and our allies have protected our people by staying on the offense.
What?
The enemy knows that the days of comfortable sanctuary, easy movement, steady financing, and free-flowing communications are long over. For the terrorist life since 9/11 has never been the same. Our success in this war is often measured by the things that did not happen. We cannot know the full extent of the attacks that we and our allies have prevented.
Yes, we've been so busy.
Here's some of what we did.
Keeping you safe.
We stopped an Al-Qaeda plot to fly a hijacked airplane into the tallest building on the West Coast. We broke up a Southeast Asian terror cell grooming operatives for attacks inside the United States. We uncovered an Al-Qaeda cell developing anthrax to be used in attacks against America. Just last August, British authorities uncovered a plot.
All of these things, all of these, even if what he's saying is true, and I have no reason to believe him, but even if what he's saying is true and they've stopped all those things, they've foiled all those plots, well, the plots wouldn't have been occurring were it not for our dismal foreign policy in this country. Were it not for the United States meddling in other countries' affairs, in other sovereign countries, sovereign states, were it not for the United States screwing around the world for decades, none of these things would be occurring here. We would just be another one of the many countries in the world, and we wouldn't really have anything to fear from terrorism. But it's because of the United States meddling that we have terrorism today. So I don't know what he's claiming is true, but even if it is, it'd be a non-issue if it weren't for our violent foreign policy.
At war. In the mind of the terrorists, this war began well before September the 11th and will not end until their radical vision is fulfilled.
What's your radical vision?
He's given us a much clearer view of the nature of this enemy.
I'll tell you, his vision's a police state for America. He was talking about more immigration controls, more restrictions. That's not an America I want to live.
Civilization, and their goal is the opposite. They preach with threats.
Right? It's more this creating the boogie monster over there. You know, we did it during World War II. We talked about how vicious and bloodthirsty them Japanese yellow-faced zipperheads were. And, you know, we're doing it now. Every war, we talk about how awful, inhuman, and terrible the other team is. And now we're working with the awful, bloodthirsty, vicious zipperheads.
Any of them, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're friends. Germans, we don't think that they're nearly as terrible as we did in 1942.
Yes, their awfulness has reduced in the last several decades, apparently.
You know, it's just, it's crazy. But these people have a way of life.
Well,
it's their religion. It's their religion to want to kill us.
And he's
they're supposed to turn us into slaves, all of us.
And he's attacking them for threats? Well, he makes threats all the time. He's the president of America. It's his job to threaten people, apparently.
In recent times, it has also become clear that we face an escalating danger from Shia extremists. We're just as hostile to America, and are also determined to dominate the Middle East.
Once again, the difference between America and the United States, and it's typical that politicians will confuse the two. They have an intention to, or they've been just brainwashed enough themselves that they don't know the difference. You and me, Mark, we're Americans. We are not United Statesians. The difference is, these people who hate so-called America, they don't hate America. They hate the United States. The United
States government.
Federal government. The United States is an organization of individual states, also, which have individual 50 different governments in them. The United States is not America, and it's not you and I. I am not the government. I am separate from it. Let's go to Brent in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark, and I'm not responsible for what they do.
Hello?
Hey, Brent, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got an idea for protecting us from terrorism.
Sure.
Specific thing we could do. Basically, I think we should stop giving money and weapons to Israel.
Okay.
I think that...
Why don't we just stop giving money and weapons from everywhere?
Yeah, it seems a little unfair to just single out Israel. Let's stop giving money and weapons to all foreign countries.
I'm talking about one specific thing, though, that I think if you listen to some of the rhetoric that terrorist leaders or whatever, you know, that you see the little sound bites on CNN or whatever, the terrorist leaders say this and demand that and whatnot. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, President Bush needs an enemy, and he needs a reason to fight that enemy, right?
Yes.
And his enemy for right now is brown people that live in the area we call the Middle East. And the reason he needs to fight them is, you know, they blew up some buildings, apparently, you know. And they also, you know, I mean, it's not like there's a lot of...
I'll tell you what, firm up your thoughts, Brent. We're going to come back to you. Hang on, 800-259-9231. More on the way. Just time for your call. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but still enough time for your call if you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that number is 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's right. It is the world's largest internet retailer, 35 categories of products. And anything that you buy, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of if you shop through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Once again, that's Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Two, Brent in Missouri. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
So, Brent, you were presenting to us a plan of what should be done to reduce, was it terrorism?
Yeah, well, to reduce the amount of offense that we're dealing out to the Arab world, basically.
Okay.
You know, us supporting Israel, the very idea of a state of Israel is very offensive to the vast majority of that region. I mean, that's why they constantly attack it. And it's kind of like this kid brother that we have, but it's kind of a bully. You know, it's like we have a kid brother that's a bully, but anytime some of the other kids get together and try and give him a black eye, you know, we jump in and say, hey, you better stay away from my kid brother.
Mm.
You know, and I mean, it's the third largest nuclear power in the world. We gave them all their nukes. They have a better army than any other country in the area, far and away a better army than any other country in the area. We gave them half their weapons. We support their army with our money. You know, all these different things, and it's not just that we do this to just some random country, it's that we do this to a country that was created for Jews in an area that doesn't like Jews. You know, I mean, this is an area where the idea of a Jewish state is offensive to a lot of people.
So you're saying,
I don't know one way or the other whether there's a Jewish state. I just don't, I mean, I understand that it has holy, you know, religious implications that they want it to be in that place. But, you know, if Israel would have been put in Montana,
you're saying,
if they would have set up the state in Montana, then it wouldn't have created this problem.
You're saying let them fight it out on their own without any American aid, but also you're also agreeing with us that no foreign country should get foreign aid from the United States.
I definitely agree with that. I just think that, you know, one specific thing that we could do is just, I mean, they don't need our help anyway. Like I said, they're the third largest nuclear power in the world. They have the best army of, I mean, they could wipe out that entire area without using their nukes because they have an army that could,
just like mow down everything if they wanted to.
They do have a pretty impressive army, and it's kind of interesting that the powers that be there at the UN decided that hey, it'll be a great idea to take this section of the Middle East and turn it into Israel. And this was right after World War II.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When they could have just as easily done that in, like you said, Montana.
Yeah. Well, and it's not, and even beside that, after they created this state, then that state started annexing little bits of countries around it.
Well, I don't have a problem with that part. They won those pieces in wars where they were attacked. I mean, the reality is Israel exists, and I don't have a problem with Israel defending itself. And if it gets in wars with some country that loses, and they lose a little bit of land, I don't have a problem with it. That's how countries have expanded, throughout the ages.
So we all agree then the foreign aid needs to end, and the money needs to stay here in the United States, right?
Yep.
Very good, Brent. Thanks for the
call.
Brent. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. It's simple, too. Just stop it. Announce to the world, we're done. There's no more government-sponsored foreign aid. And if you want to help another country out around the world, then open your own wallet.
Feel free.
Create your own little charity and collect money on your own and send it to who you think deserves it. Why can't we just leave those decisions in the hands of individual Americans? Let's go back to the president's State of the Union address, which, of course, is just full of lies, half-truths.
We went into this largely united in our assumptions and in our convictions. And whatever you voted for, you did not vote for failure.
but you get it every time.
I ask you to give it a chance to work.
And it doesn't matter if it's President Bush or President Clinton or the Democrats in charge or the Republicans in charge. Government fails at virtually everything it attempts to do. And if it doesn't fail completely, it succeeds and costs a buttload of money.
On their feet, not surprised.
Oh, I think it's over.
Showing a strong...
Hey, NPR commentators.
The play-by-play gal's on.
And here's the president. He's walking off the stage. That's a fine suit he's got on.
His wife looks lovely.
I'll tell you what. That guy wears some really nice suits.
Here he goes.
Long after you and I have turned our duties over to others. And that's why it's important to work together so our nation can see this great effort through.
12009, he turns over those duties.
Should work in close consultation.
Hopefully.
So I propose to establish a special advisory council on the war on terror, made up of leaders in Congress from both political parties. We will share ideas for how to position America to meet every challenge that confronts us.
We're going to work together to make America the biggest police state in the entire world. I'll work hand in hand with the Democrats to accomplish that.
Military. So that the American armed forces are ready for all the challenges ahead.
I mean, after all, the Democrats support me in my increasing the power of the presidency, because they're if they get a candidate elected, then they'll have all that power. I'm telling you, we're going to work together, America.
Yep, doesn't matter who.
Our active Army and Marine Corps by 92,000 in the next 5 years.
Good luck. Marine Corps is not having as much, they're not having much trouble, but the Army's having a lot of trouble recruiting. And he's talking about increasing recruiting numbers. Good luck.
Second task we can take on together is to design and establish a volunteer civilian reserve corps. Such a corps would function much like our military reserve, would ease the burden on the armed forces by allowing us to hire civilians with critical skills to serve on missions abroad when America needs them. We give people across America who do not wear the uniform a chance to serve in the defining struggle of our time.
A new bureaucracy!
Americans can have confidence in the outcome of this struggle because we're not in this struggle alone. We have a diplomatic strategy that is rallying the world to join in the fight against extremism. In Iraq, multinational forces are operating under a mandate from the United Nations. We're working with Jordan and Saudi Arabia and Egypt and the Gulf states to increase support for Iraq's government. The United Nations has imposed sanctions on Iran and made it clear that the world will not allow the regime in Tehran to acquire nuclear weapons.
No, look, buddy, it's nuclear. His advisors apparently just aren't telling him this.
You know, and it's okay for Israel to have them, but not okay for Iran.
Nuclear.
I'm sorry, Iran.
Iran's a sentence. Other like, I ran away from grammar class.
The UN, the EU, and Russia were pursuing diplomacy to help bring peace to the Holy Land and pursuing the establishment of a democratic Palestinian state living side by side with Israel in peace and security.
This guy's such a weirdo. The Holy Land. What? Which land is that?
It's Israel, buddy.
Israel?
Yes.
What's, is this like a Christian thing? Is it the Christians' Holy Land? Is that the deal?
Yeah.
Because maybe there's a chance that there are some Americans that don't agree that it's the Holy Land. You know, like, they might have a different religion.
There's plenty of Americans that believe it's not the Holy Land.
Or no religion at all. And maybe they agree with Brent that we don't belong in somebody else's Holy Land or messing around the world. The Holy Land. He's so weird. The Homeland. So there's the Homeland, which is here in the United States, which is an awfully Hitler-esque sort of a phrase, by the way. The Homeland. The Fatherland.
Mm-mm.
Then there's this Holy Land thing. Just, can't we just keep it just straight? Israel and the United States. Why do we have to have these little terms to go along with them? It bugs me.
American foreign policy is more than a matter of war and diplomacy.
It's a mess is what it is.
Our work in the world is also based on a timeless truth. To whom much is given, much is required.
What?
We hear the call to take on the challenges
to
of hunger.
To whom much is given, much is required. Oh, I see. So because we give a bunch of American tax dollars to other governments around the world, don't fool yourself into thinking that poor people in those countries get that money. It goes to the government bureaucrats. So because we give a bunch of money, taxpayer dollars, to government bureaucrats in other countries, we require them to do a bunch of things. That's what he's saying, right?
It sounds like it.
Okay, just want to make sure that's clear.
The number of people receiving life-saving drugs has grown from 50,000 to more than 800,000 in 3 short years. I ask you to continue funding our efforts to fight HIV/AIDS. And I ask you to provide $1.2 billion over 5 years so we can combat malaria in 15 African countries.
All sounds very, very nice. And I support helping other, you know, poor people in other countries be less sick and be less hungry.
And I have.
But I would never look to the government to provide that help.
No, it's not business they should be in.
Absolutely not. It's just going to result in waste. It's going to result in more money going to the pockets of those bureaucrats in those other countries and very few people actually getting the help that they need.
That's the job of organizations like Red Cross and the many other, you know, Feed the World type organizations.
And with private charities, you can guarantee that your money's going to go where it's supposed to because they'll show you where the money's going. It won't be wasted. And if it is wasted, you can stop giving them the money. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.